A bureaucrat replacing revolutionaries. No one will weaken the revolution or defeat the Cuban people, he said, because Cuba doesn't make concessions against its sovereignty or independence.
CNN's Patrick Ottman reporting from Havana. Miguel Diaz-Canel was born in 1960, 1 year after Fidel Castro took power, and has served as first vice president since 2013.
To call him a leader, I think, is really a misnomer. He's just basically a figurehead.
Cuban-born Alfred Kazan is a professor in the Department of Government at the University of West Florida. Despite the newly minted president, he says the Castro family's fingerprints remain on the regime.
Raul Castro is still going to be in control of the Communist Party. His son is head of the counterintelligence police. His grandson is in charge of his palace guard. And his former son-in-law is in charge of the business enterprises of the military, which means of the Castros. So it's still a dynasty.
When Raul Castro succeeded his brother Fidel in 2008, Cuba was in the throes of an economic crisis. The collapse of the Soviet Union ended subsidies to the island nation, comprised mostly of overpaying for Cuban-grown sugar and providing the island low-cost oil. At their peak, those subsidies were estimated at $5 billion per year. The reductions began in 1988.
The whole thing was just sinking. You know, there was a terrible contraction in the economy. So they experimented with some liberal economic reform, limited economic reforms, brought in foreign investment and so forth.
It's the economy which remains the top issue as Castro gives way to Diaz-Canel. The Castro regime, says Kazan, has ruined that country.
People don't realize that Cuba at one time was a relatively prosperous country for Latin America. It had a very well-informed population, a very good healthcare system. It was the third or fourth country in Latin America in terms of per capita income. Havana was a very beautiful capital, most beautiful of the Caribbean.
The Castros in Cuba and how they stack up against like dictators, notably Francisco Franco in Spain and Augusto Pinochet in Chile, was the subject of a paper written by Kazan. The categories included life expectancy, literacy, economic growth, and the death toll exacted by each regime.
And all these things, Castro either tied for worse or was the worst in terms of all those indicators. To them, economic liberalization, they feel, will threaten their power. All that revolutionary rhetoric and the poor and all that has just been a veil that has blinded a lot of people to the real situation in Cuba.
It's too early to see how relations between the United States and Cuba will fare under Diaz-Canel. There was a thawing out in 2014 announced by President Obama.
Today, the United States of America is changing its relationship with the people of Cuba in the most significant changes in our policy in more than 50 years.
Obama's executive actions were aimed at increasing trade and travel to the island, and that included an end to restrictions on Cuba's famed rum and cigars.
We will begin to normalize relations between our two countries. Through these changes, we intend to create more opportunities for the American and Cuban people and begin a new chapter among the nations of the Americas.
While conceding it will not happen in his lifetime, UWF's Al Kazan believes Cuba will eventually return to a normal course of development, which will include relations with the U.S. Exhibit A, he says, is our neighbor to the south.
There was a lot of tension between the U.S. and Mexico because Mexico had lost a good chunk of its territory in the Mexican-American War, and there was all this nationalism in Mexico and so forth. If Mexico could overcome that, imagine what Cuba would have been able to do. The normal course of events would resume, but it would have taken a long detour that would have wasted people's lives a couple of generations.
The plan for now is for Raul Castro to remain as head of the Cuban Communist Party for another 3 years and then turn over those duties to the president. At age 57, Miguel Diaz-Canel is expected to remain in office for quite a while. According to a study by the World Economic Forum, Cuba's resilience and capacity to adapt make sudden regime collapse unlikely. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.